Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and we're actually recording after Father's Day. So it's the day after Father's Day today. So we wanted to do just a sort of quick podcast on Father's Day.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And don't know where it's going to go, but I think ultimately it's an important day for us fathers. We're both fathers. And I think it's interesting, Stelly mentioned that he wanted to do this, and it's interesting you mentioned that because like this was a very interesting Father's Day for me. Mm. And interesting in a great way where like I actually felt the need, and I texted you too. I actually felt the need to text as many fathers as I could remember yesterday and just say happy Father's Day. And I don't think I've ever really done it. I've done it to like a few people, but like I'm talking like I probably hit like 20 or 30 people. And I don't know. It just meant something to me this year in a different way. Not sure why.
Mm. So interesting because I mean, first of all, I got a very sweet text from you and I was really happy about that. And I wrote you something back. And you were the only person to text me about Father's Day, by the way. So you really stood out for me. But I saw so many messages on social media about it. Maybe last year I was not mentally there. I don't know what it was, but this year more so than ever before, I was like, wow, everybody's sharing something related to Father's Day. Like what is going on? It was like my stream was flooded with content around this, which, you know, made me, I mean, for me, it made me do one thing that's maybe not really practical or really doesn't have anything to do with startups, but it did make me step back and remember to be grateful that I'm a dad and, you know,
yeah,
and that I'm like having a chance, at least with my oldest. My oldest is now, this year was kind of interesting because my father died when I was six. So last year when he turned 6 years, and he's going to turn, my oldest is going to turn seven in like exactly 14 days. when he turned six, I was like, okay, so, you know, I was this old when my dad died. It was so interesting to see. I was like, I was so tiny and I thought I was a bit older. Like, it's just like a good kind of a funky thing to have my son as like a way to relive that or go through that experience of like what six even means, what that age even means. But also it's like for me a little bit of a, wow, I'm grateful that I get to spend more time with him than my dad and I got to spend together, right? So it's kind of a reminder for me to be grateful and how much I actually enjoy and love having two little monsters as my sons. So that was kind of a big thing about the whole thing. And it was really beautiful. There were so many nice messages. People shared so many stories about their parents and their fathers. And I don't know if this has been as intense every year and I just missed it, or if this year, for whatever reason, was more special than before in terms of how much people shared around this.
Yeah, yeah. I got some really sweet messages back from people. And I don't know, it's something in the air maybe. I don't know, but I definitely feel like it was different. And I like the grateful and the gratitude part of what you said, because I think it's great whether it's Father's Day, Mother's Day, or any of these things where we're actually celebrating a type of human in our life, right? And it's mother and father typically. And it's, you know, whether you have a, you know, great relationship, whatever kind of childhood, whatever you had, I think there's definitely ways to express this. A friend of mine, Melissa, she shared on Facebook how she never really had a father. And growing up, like, I guess, you know, he wasn't around at all. And her mother raised her. And she mentioned how, and she included me in this, super humbled by this, but like that she has role models, right? That she mm-hmm. kind of described as like embodying that for her, and there's a bunch of us in there. And so I think that, all I can say is I think something was in the air. It seemed like a really beautiful day on social media as well as I think in the real world for many of us with our kids, that's special, you know. And it's nice to like recognize that. I'm not sure if I've experienced that before in the past either.
Yeah, it's interesting, huh? Well, it's beautiful. I don't need to know. I don't need to know why or understand it. It just made me grateful for, like, probably was one of the best days on social media that I can remember in just terms of sheer amount of, like, really sweet, emotional things people share about their personal lives. Yep. And people that really matter to them. That's super nice. One thing that I think might be an interesting idea for this kind of special, unique, or different episode is, instead of talking about, which we can, and I think we have in some ways in the past, talking about, like, what does it mean to be a dad when you run a startup? I don't know. I'm not as inspired to talk about that. But what I'd love to do is maybe share either a special moment or a special lesson that we learned recently from our children.